Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lincoln. How may I help you today?
Hi, yes, I'm calling about a bill I keep receiving, Volmax. They mailed me something. I think I accidentally signed up for something, and they mailed me something. I returned it, but then I'm getting a $49.97 charge monthly. And I don't know what that is, or I just want all of that returned.
All right, let me get you pulled up, because if you returned it without our permission and they billed you, then we'll have to, is this something that you signed up for and you tried to return it?
I don't know that I signed up for it, but they mailed me something, and mm-hmm. I have done that before with something else that I accidentally got something and I didn't mean to, so I don't know.
Let me just pull it up for you. I'm
sorry,
you can tell me. What's your zip code?
66226.
All right. What's your first and last name?
Robin Pratt.
All right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
7003 Meadowlark Lane, Shawnee, Kansas, 66226.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. So did you sign up for a Wi-Fi booster originally, maybe through online, for $7.45?
I have a charge for $7.45, but I do not want the online thing. I already have that.
I'm saying, did you sign up for the Wi-Fi booster?
No.
Do you have a Wi-Fi booster?
Yes.
But you didn't sign up for it?
No, I did not.
So you're stating that you're not sure how we got your information, that this is a fraud claim?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. So basically what I'm going to do, I want to get this canceled out for you. I'm going to flag it as fraud, and then what they'll do is investigate your account. As long as when we investigate your account and it does not come back to your IP address, you should be fine. If it does, then that means we're going to go back and reverse those charges.
Okay, well, it has come through my email. Is that what you mean?
No, I just mean, usually it'll come to your it could be your email, it could be an ad. It'll usually like say, oh, would you like to sign up for the Wi-Fi booster, pay the shipping? That's in the advertisement part. Usually, and the people don't read the terms to tell you that if you don't cancel it, then you have to pay full price, which is the $49.97. Is that what happened with you, or are you stating that you just didn't sign up for it?
Yeah, I think that's, I didn't know I was signing up for that at all. I was on some book site or something, and they said I won something free.
Oh, to my the Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, and then I just had to pay shipping. I thought it
was $4.
Oh, okay,
I see what you're saying.
I was like, okay, well, whatever. I didn't have any, and then when I got it, I sent mm-hmm. it back because I don't need that.
Okay, well, we don't take it back. Once we ship anything out, we don't receive anything back in, especially due to the coronavirus. So
I get that.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you have to be careful. When these little pop-up things come up and they say, like, oh, you've won something, I mean, it is true. That is actually true. It's in the advertisement, but you have to read the terms, and then it tells you if it's free, if you got to call back in, you know, if they're going to bill you for it.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And it is reoccurring as well.
Yeah, I want that stopped and, returned.
All right, now the only thing about that, let me see. On that charge, I can't offer a courtesy 35% refund for you.
I'm sorry, you can do what?
I can do a 35% for you refund.
That's not okay. That's
all right. What about a 50% refund? That's the highest I can go. That's the company you order from. That's the highest they go. I can cancel it out. We don't do refunds, and they're not going any higher than 50%.
So they just scammed me.
I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't get anything out of that, and now I'm going to be charged like almost $60, even with 50% off, and I got
yes,
nothing
ma'am.
Out of it.
Well, you sent it back. We don't take it back. Well, they may send it back to you because we don't. Sometimes they'll ship it back because we don't take it back. So you may get it back.
Well, I don't want it. I don't need it.
I mean, well, that's fine. I mean, if you don't want it, that's fine. You can decline it, but we still can only do the 50%. Would you like me to do that on your account today, and I'll get you canceled out?
On the $7.95 for the charge for the device, that's fine. But I want the service.
No. I'm saying, okay, I'm going to cancel the service out for you. And then you said you want it what now?
If you're going to take 50% off the device that I paid for?
Yes, the device. Yes,
but
ma'am.
I never agreed to sign up for any service or anything, and I haven't utilized anything.
You agreed to it when you put your card in. Okay, whenever you put your payment method in, you know, the part that says, do you agree to terms and conditions to pay shipping? You're going to submit yes. You have to agree to it. Otherwise, they're not going to process your order. You just didn't read the terms to know that that's what you were authorizing. But that's when you authorized it.
There wasn't anything that said it was going to start deducting $50 a month. I didn't.
After you agree to it, you scroll down and you read, and then it tells you that.
That's how they steal from people. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I'll get, like I said, be careful. I mean, we do have, believe it or not, people do read it. Some people do call in and say, hey, I see you're going to move $50. Let me cancel this. I thought it was just, you know, the shipping charge, and then we cancel it out for them. Give me 1 second. Let me get this done for you. Why did he do? Give me 1 second.
That's a lot of money to throw away there, just take from people.
That's why I tell people, if you're going to put your card in, make sure you're reading. Because whenever you put your card in, when you put your card information, whenever you click that box, whatever they have in their terms, that's what you're giving them authorization to do to your card.
They just sneak it in down at the bottom in fine print so you don't know you're getting screwed over.
Well, it happened to me before. So, but that was when I was like 20 years old. I didn't know any better. So look, I don't feel so bad. But now I would never do something like that.
Well, I certainly didn't see that. I'm disabled, and
yes, ma'am.
I did not see that.
Well, if you
I'm
didn't look for it, you're right.
That.
You're not going to if you got to understand, if you think something is free, and I'm sure that's what you thought, so you probably put your card in, and then you just got off. So you didn't read further, so you just thought you were getting a Wi-Fi booster for $7. So, of course, you're not going to see it, but sometimes, you know, people keep reading, and they'll say, oh, I see it, and then they'll call back in and cancel it.
So do you work for Fullmax, or are you...
No, I'm just a third party. I just supply for like a 500 to 1,000 different companies online.
Yeah.
So that's probably just another third party, because whenever you sign up for these things, they go through different companies. So that's probably another company that we provide for. Okay.
Well, then who do I talk to get my full refund?
Me. Which you can't get a full refund. You can only get 50%. We handle the billings for these people that you purchase from online. So whatever information that they give us as far as the people, you know, that's in the upper part, that's what, you know, we have to go by. They're the ones that own it. They make the rules. We just, you know, go by that when you call in. And they only said, here for this, it's only 50%, because they do give you this information in the terms. You are agreeing that you have read that. So that's why they're so strict on it.
Okay, let's get this over with.
I've already got your account settled out. Your account's what I applied the 50% for you. You'll get it within 3 to 5 business days. I also sent it to your email as well.
I appreciate you. Thank
you.
You
are definitely welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day and stay safe.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.